Good morning. Today's shiur was sponsored Lila Nishmas Chanina Bas Yehuda. We're going to continue the sugya of doing business on Chol HaMoed. To briefly recap, we went through this in Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. According to many poskim, it's Daraisa. Malacha, we hold it's Darabanon, but nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, a person should be choshev, unless it's a Shas Adchak, a person should be choshev for the Shitas that it's Daraisa. There are a number of malachos, types of malachos that are mutar on Chol HaMoed. One of the exceptions, the one that we're going to focus on today, is the concept of davar avod. If a person is going to lose money or there's going to be a loss, there's a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, although there's malacha is mutar when it's a davar avod, when it's a tircha yisera, when it involves very significant labor, this heter does not apply. Now, when a person is relying on the heter of davar avod, it is preferable, the person has to minimize the amount of tircha. In other words, what he has to do, he could do, but if there's a way to minimize the amount of tircha, he should do so. If he can do it, bitzina as well, that's preferable in many cases. And according to some poskim, it should be done al yidei shinui. Halacha, it's not required, but if you have any of these three things, minimizing the tircha, doing a bitzina, or the shinui, it is certainly a maila. Now, as we spoke out, even if there's a suffix davar avod, if you're not sure whether there'll be a loss if you don't do the malacha, it is still mutter. According to the Pirei Halacha, says it's mutter when it's shchiach, it's likely that it'll cause a malacha even though it's not a vaday. Others are mekel as long as it's plausible, even if it's not likely. You certainly do not need a vaday. Now, one of the big exceptions to this heter is kivin malachta b'mayit, which is if a person... an emergency comes up on Chol HaMoed, he owns some real estate, and the boiler breaks, there's a flood. So that is certainly a davar avod. If it doesn't get taken care of right away, that will be a hefset. So davar avod, it's mutter to do malacha. Any type of malacha, even a ma'isa umman, it all would be mutter. However, if a person is mechavin malachtoi, which means he's very busy, he knows he has to take care of a repair, he figures Chol HaMoed is downtime. It's a slow time, he'll take advantage, he'll do the malacha then. There, in a case where he could have done it before Yontif, but he bedavka scheduled it for Chol HaMoed, that's called mechavin malachtoi. And in that case, not only is it aser, does the heter not apply, if a person does the malacha, chazal made a knas, you cannot be nena from that malacha. So the heter of davar avod is only when it's a mikra, when it comes up, it's out of your control. But if you know the work is required beforehand, and you schedule it for Chol HaMoed, that would be aser. Now, if a person knows he has to take care of something, but he forgets about it, and he remembers, comes Chol HaMoed, he remembers, Oyvei, I forgot to take care of this. So the Chasam Sofer in this case is Machmer. He says that if you knew that it had to be done and you forgot, he says that's not considered an oinus, that's called a shogeg or karav lemezid. And the Chasam Sofer is mitzadeh, then in that case it would be aser, even a davar avod would be aser. Now, many argue, the Ritzvah has come out before, she says that the Isser Kiva Malachta is only when it's bemezid, but when it's shachach or nisatzel, when you just forget about it or he got lazy. But certainly by shachach, the Ritzvah says that would be considered a davar avod. So if you plan it for Chol HaMoed, you schedule it for Chol HaMoed, you will not have the heter. But if you were hoping to do it beforehand, but it slipped your mind, you didn't get around to it, they're already most achroinim paskin mahakol that would be mutter. Chazanish actually has quite a chumrah. He says if you have a lot of work to get done, and it's coming close to Yontif, and you know that on your own you're not going to be able to complete it before Chol HaMoed, you'll be forced to work on Chol HaMoed because it can't get pushed off until after Yontif. Chazanish is mechadish, there's actually a chiyuv to hire workers to bring in some temporary help in order to get done before Yontif. If you don't do that, in other words, you have the ability to get it done beforehand, or just it'll cost you a few dollars. Chazanish says that is included in mechavin malachtoi, and he said that would be awesome. You'd have to go ahead and do whatever you can to get it done beforehand. As the others are chaylik, they bring down from the daik from actually a different ritzvah, perhaps not like that. It's a chiddush, but So what comes out is, if you're running a bit, if you want to do business, if it's a davar avod, if by not doing it, you will have a hefzid. Again, you own real estate, something breaks, it has to be fixed now, otherwise there'll be hefsedim, there'll be penalties. So you're there, if it's not mechav and melachta, you could not have done it earlier, you have a heter to do it on yantif. One of the big questions that comes up is how far to take this concept of davar avod. A person has a factory. Now, he has workers. He pays his workers every day. They have a certain amount, he's closed certain days of the year, and they have a certain amount of vacation days. What's the halacha if his workers are goyim? He's going to have to pay them regardless of whether he is open on Chol HaMoed or not. Do we say that no, there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, so he has to be closed? Or perhaps no, since he's going to pay for these workers anyway, perhaps that itself, the fact that you're paying for workers and not getting any work out of them, they're not producing, you're closed, they're staying home, perhaps that itself qualifies as a davar avod. So here we find this extensive discussion among the Achrayinim. The Aruch HaShulchan and the different Akil also seems to be the most makel. They suggest, even in a case where a person is paying rent, the very fact that you're paying rent and you're not using the space, that itself could be a hefsid. You're paying money. You're not getting anything in exchange. So that itself will qualify as a davar avod, and that would be a heter to keep a factory open over Chol HaMoed. Now, in a case where a person has a lease for an entire year, it's not mistabra, again, it's not clear in the Achrayna, but it's not mistabra to say, if you have a year lease, and now you're open for a week, it's not mistabra to look at each week separately or each day separately and say, since on Chol HaMoed I'm not working and I'm paying rent for this day, that's called a davar avod. Because mechitesa take a year lease and break it down by the day. It's mistabra in a case like that, in a normal case where you're leasing something by the year, but yeah, you can have a long-term lease. So if for the entire year, by being your margins or your profit margin is so slim that by being closed on Chol HaMoed now you're losing money, your business is in the red. So then, you can hear the svara. Well, ma'is it's a davar avod. You ended up losing money over this week. This business is losing money. So perhaps there, these few days will make a difference. Or there's a hefsid. There you can say it's a davar avod. In a case, there it's a davar avod. Ma'ase ein kein, if your business is doing fine, you're making money. If you'd be open on Chol HaMoed, you'd make more. There, it's not mistabra to call this a davar avod. Simply because during these 3 days there are expenses and no profits. It's mistabra, you look at the whole term of the lease, and therefore in a typical case where business is profitable, it's very hard to be sunbach on this heter. Now the ma'isa, that's as far as rent. As far as poiling, the fact that you have to pay workers, there are more poiskim that say the fact that you're paying for them to work and they don't have to work, that's as far to say it's a davar avod. I think over there they're looking at it more, just like if you have a grocery store. The grocery is profitable throughout the year. Let's say he ends up buying too much before Yontif, and now you're stuck with a bunch of produce, which if you don't sell over Chol HaMoed, it'll spoil. So there, selling the produce is certainly a davar avod. If you don't sell these items, they're going to rot, there's going to be a hefsid. Now, it's true your business as a whole might be profitable throughout the year, but we don't necessarily look at the business as a whole. We look at right now, I have 500 pounds of apples that if I don't sell, they're going to rot. So on this purchase, we look at this purchase. This purchase is something independent. And therefore, in this, if they're going to rot, that's a davar avod, and that would be a heter to go ahead and sell it. So if you have short-term workers, and you hire them for a task, and if they don't come in today, they're going to have a hefsid, that also would be a davar avod, and that would be a heter to keep them going. Now, there was a story they say over with the Chazon Ish that someone had in Eretz Yisrael had an office. Now he had workers, and originally the arrangement was they took off on Chol HaMoed, and that was the vacation day. Everyone was happy. The office was closed, and the employer it went off against their vacation days. There was no hefsid. Vayi Hayoim, the workers organized together, and they got a little bit more clever, and they decided, listen, why should we take all of our vacation days now? So they went to the boss and said it's not fair. And what they ended up doing is they negotiated a deal. They negotiated that one Chol HaMoed, they'll take off. It'll be their vacation days. The second Chol HaMoed, they'll take off. It won't be their vacation days, but they'll get paid 60% of their salary. That was the pshara that they made. Now they suggested they were going handling back and forth. So this person, whenever there was a proposal, was going to the Chazon Ish to ask the Shilas, what should I do? What am I obligated to do? What am I allowed to do? So when the employees found out that this person was being shaylaitzah by the Chazon Ish, they knew the Chazon Ish was very makbar on Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So they decided to play hardball. They knew that whatever came back with, this person wasn't going to open on Chol HaMoed. They came back and said, forget it. The deal's off the table. We want to work on Chol HaMoed, both Chol HaMoeds, and we want to get paid in full. And if you want to close, that's your problem. We're not being mavata or anything. It's not any vacation days. We have to get paid in full. We're ready to work. So, person didn't know what to do. So he went back to the Chazon Ish and said, what do I do? What's the halacha? So he said, in this case, where your mamish is a tremendous hefsid, they're now changing the deal on you. And now you're going to end up paying for an extra 8 days where you're not getting any revach for. He said, it's such a hefsid you're not mukhayif to do. And you can tell them, listen, if you want to work, I'm ready to stay open, and you'll get paid. So sends a message back to them. It was in the middle of the union meeting. Tells them, listen, we got a psach from a Chazon Ish. I'm allowed to be open. You can work, no problem. You'll work, and you'll get paid. Now they got that message. Suddenly, they wanted to take off Chol HaMoed. So at that point, they decided, Nimnu v'gamru, they backed down. They said, you know what? We'll take off. It'll be our vacation day. And Shalom al Yisrael. Now, right after that happened, the fellow got another urgent message from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish sent him a message that Ein Hachanami al Pi Din, if they're going ahead and they're making you, they don't want to work and they want to get paid in full, that's davar avod, you have the right to be open. Nevertheless, today, where Chol HaMoed is, there's such a zilzul in Chol HaMoed, and so many people are dusha leikedin, the mokum shein ish, ishtadali yos ish, so I hold you should go ahead and you should be closed anyway. Now, it was too late. The deal was already done. But al kopanim, you see from the Chazon Ish, number one, that he was extremely reluctant to be mekel, especially when it's Befarhesia, when it was an office where people worked there, because of the tremendous zilzul that exists on Chol HaMoed. Mitzai Cheni, you see, that b'makom mehefsim meruba, when these workers are coming in and basically and suddenly coming up with a new demand, that although in the past they didn't work Chol HaMoed and it was a vacation day, now they basically want to get paid extra without working, that, according to Chazon Ish, qualified as a davar avod, and that was a heter to remain open. So again, in a case where you have, like the Chazon Ish's case, where they're just adding an extra 4 days and making you pay, or if you have a temporary, short-term laborer, we're going to end up paying and you'll have a hefsid, there, the fact that they're not working is a davar avod and would be a heter. In a case where you have a long-term lease, or you have an employee who's paid by the year, even though he may get a weekly or monthly paycheck, but you hired him for a year, and overall this year is certainly profitable, it's not a hefsid, there it's probably more like a minyas revach, and there will be much harder to be mekel based on this svara. Correct. So if the poyalim are getting paid really just, there that would be a heter. But assuming that they were doing fine, then certainly that would be aser, and there would be no heter for them to do that. Now, the fact that they're doing shalai kedin doesn't really change the halacha as far as the employer. For him, he has to make a decision. Is it a davar avod or not? There's actually an interesting... There actually is an interesting psak from Yaakov Yosef brings down from his father. Again, I'm just going to quote it over. He had a case where a person worked for an employer who said, I'm open Chol HaMoed. He had no heter, it wasn't davar avod, it wasn't tzarcha yontif, there was no heter. But he said, afal pikein, you better come into work, otherwise you're fired. So the Yaakov Yosef says, if the only way to get out of work is to forge a doctor's note, he says, l'chor it's mutter. You're stopping him from doing it for a minister. And therefore he suggests it would be mutter. Now, even in such a case where it's mutter, I don't think there's a heter to get paid for that day. Because it's one thing to say that you're allowed to do a hishtadlus to get out, to stop someone from being over an iser, but to go ahead and to bill him for it, that mistama there's no heter for, you'll have to figure out some way to make sure you don't get paid for that day. But this is the psak from Yaakov Yosef.
So all these
No, there's an isser of amir la'akam bayagoy, and whatever a person cannot do, you cannot have a goy do either. That's meduyik, even when it's not a true malacha, even if it's a malacha of tercha, the bir halacha brings down even buying and selling, which as we'll see soon, is not a true malacha. Nevertheless, even doing that ayde akam is going to be asar on cholamoid. Now, as we mentioned last week, a payo, for the workers, if they do not have what to eat, they need the money for yontiv, they're allowed to do malacha. Not only are they allowed to do malacha, a person is allowed to hire them to do a job, even though for him there's no need, even though for him it's not a davar avod. Nevertheless, if he's doing it in order to give parnasa to the payo, that would be a heter. Correct. But that case it should be done b'tzina, because not everyone knows that this payo is enloy ma'alechel, so therefore the bi'ar lacha brings down that the malacha should be done b'tzina. Enloy ma'alechel pashas means he needs it for now. Now, if he's, like we mentioned last week, if he has chayvus and it's accruing interest or penalties, that may be gedavar avod, simply because if he doesn't make the money today, he'll have to pay him more after yontif. But putting that aside, enloy ma'alechel means he needs it for yontif. There's a discussion whether it means it's actually food, that if he doesn't have this, he's literally starving, or does it mean all the tzarech yontif, all the other hoitzais, that is a shayla in the poskim. Now this entire discussion was when you're doing a true malacha. What if you're dealing with mekach u'memkar? You have a store, you're buying, you're selling things. Or you're running a hedge fund, you're trading stocks. What malacha is there when you're buying or selling things on Chol HaMoed? Now in truth, even on Shabbos, if you want to buy and sell something, it's not a malacha d'oraisa, it's not one of the lamates malachas. The isser mekach u'memkar is always asur gzeiro mishtema yichtoiv. So Chol HaMoed as well. There's an isser of schayra frakmatia on Chol HaMoed. And the reason here, there are a number of reasons given in the Rishonim. Either it's because you may write, or perhaps the other svar is that the Rosh brings down because of the tircha. The way the Aruch HaShulchan explains it, the idea of Chol HaMoed is for Klal Yisrael to be sameach and to be oisik v'toyra. If there's a heter of prakmatia, we know good and well what all the men are doing on Chol HaMoed. They're running away, running back to the office and getting away from the house. So because the whole point of Chol HaMoed is to be sameach and to be oisik v'toyra, therefore Chazal saw fit to asur prakmatia, to asur schoira, in order to prevent people getting distracted from the chayvas hayoyim. Now, although it is also, there's an isur of schoira, here already we find there are a number of kulis that apply to mekach u'memkar that do not apply to other malach. And the first thing is like this. Let's use the easiest case is, if you have schoira, you have produce that is going to spoil. If you don't sell it on Chol HaMoed, it's going to rot. So that's a davar avod. So that even a true malacha is mutter, certainly a case like this. Now, even if it doesn't spoil, if right now, this is the time to sell, this is the season. If you wait until after Chol HaMoed, the price is going to drop. So here too, it's not going to rot, but nevertheless, you're going to sell it at a loss. That is also considered a davar avod, and that would be a heter to sell it today. So if you're trading your hedge fund, and you have reason to believe that this stock is going to drop in price after Yontif. So there, because there will be a hefzid, if you hold on to it, that would be considered a davar avod, and that would be mutter to sell. Excellent. Now, when we talk, his question is like this. His question is, you're a very successful hedge fund. You bought it at $1 a share. It's selling at 5. You're worried now it'll drop to 4. So this appears, what? Well, davar avod, we saw even a suffix davar avod is a heter. It does not have to be a vadai. So if you have reason to believe, listen, you're right on the upside. If you have reason to believe it'll drop, so that is a suffix davar avod, and that itself would be mutter. So over here, pashas davar avod, the way the Shulchan Aruch passes, davar avod is defined as losing the keren. We look at your cost basis. And if you bought in at $1 and now it's at 5, the fact that if you sell now, you'll lock in greater profits. If you sell afterwards, your profits will be somewhat diminished. That is minyas harevach. That does not qualify as a davar avod. In some cases, it will be a davar avod. simply because if you do a lousy job, they may pull out. But if that being said, even when you're closed on Chol HaMoed, you're still doing well and people will invest, then they'll be fine. If you're going to lose business because of it, if word gets out, you're closed on Chol HaMoed, now no one will invest with you because now there's a week straight that they're at the mercy of the markets. You know, in 2008, it's over Sukkot, so it's just people will get nervous. That itself would be a reason to be a Davar Avad. But if it's not, if it won't jeopardize your business, the fact that your earnings will be less, your profit share will, your performance, fee will be less, that's not, it's Minyasa Rebbech, that's not Davar Avad. No, it is Machlokes in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi seems to hold like you. The Rivash brings down, the Rivash is mitzaded that really your argument. We look at Hefsid, with what it's worth today is the Hefsid. The other argument is we don't look at paper gains. What it's worth in theory, that's a Rebbech. In other words, if you bought it at a dollar and you sold it at five, we look at it as you made $4. Now it's true, the day before, you bought it a dollar 20 years ago, now it's worth five. We look at that sale, that $4 as a profit that you're making right now. In theory, you can argue you already made that money because it went up last year. But nevertheless, because we look to the definition of Revach and Hefzid, for Dover Ovid is, I'm actually out of pocket. And if I'm not out of pocket, the fact that had I sold it today, I'll lock in a $4 gain. And if I wait till afterwards, I'm only going to get a $3 gain. That is diminished profits. But like I said, it is not focused in Yerushalmi. The Rivash seems to paskin and rolls everything into the Karen. But in Shulchan Aruch, we define Dover Ovid as the actual out-of-pocket expenses. Okay, but mark-to-market might be your accounting thing or how your margin requirements. Okay, how are profits in the account if you own a barrel of oil? Okay, it's a credit, but that's a margin requirement. That's for collateral.
90%
Fine, that means you can borrow 90%. You're basically borrowing against an asset. That's collateral. But bottom line is, if you own the physical oil, then it's not money that you have in your pocket. So I know if you have an investor that bought in at that higher price, and he will lose. No, that's very mistabra. Forget about paper value. If someone buys in on Erev Yontif, and he bought in at the $5, so essentially he bought the asset for $5, if now it's going to drop to $4 and get sold, for that investor, I agree with you, but it will be a double offer because he's losing money. Come the day after Yontif, his $1 million investment is only worth $900,000. That's a half set out of profit. No, he can't. He can't. So you'll have a case where it's true. He's raising a very good point that if you're running a hedge fund, as long as some investors came in at the peak just before Yontif, then by definition, the fact that it will drop in value for them will be a davar avad. And it's mistaken. If once it's mutter to sell it for them, and you cannot be mechalik, you can't sell one person's position and not the other person's position if you're running a hedge fund, then that would be a heter. So, if you're running a hedge fund, make sure to bring in a lot of fresh money just before you
have to.
No, so that you find by schayra, if a person owns 10 different kinds of schayra, if these apples are rotting, I'm allowed to sell these apples because this is a hefzid. The fact that I happen to have a tremendous capital revach on the bananas, we don't look at the business overall, we look at each mekach u'memkar, each thing that I have, separately. Now, your next question is going to be, is what happens if you bought in if you bought the same position at different prices? Can you go ahead and start specifying? What? Tax, your tax lots. Okay, I hear.
What about
So again, so going back by Mekach u'Memkar, if there's a Hefsid, that's a Davar Avad, that's certainly Mutter. Menias HaRevach is going to be Aser. However, we find two heterim by Minyas HaRevach, and these heterim apply because we're not dealing with a true malacha, we're dealing with Mekach u'Memkar. The first is that if a person is tight on money, he's able to afford Yontif. It's not a poshut ein lei malacha. But if he made a few extra dollars, then he'd have more to spend, more berevach, he'd buy better meat, he'd buy more food or better food.
So,
what? For Yontif. For Yontif or for Chol HaMoed, either one. But so if he's tight, he cannot afford to buy this better food or more food for Yontif or Chol HaMoed. And if he does the deal, if he makes the profit, he will be able to use it. Then he's allowed to do Mekach u'Memkar, and if there's a revach. So this heter is fairly limited. Someone who has plenty of savings, but he just decides on his own, he doesn't want, Yontif is not a priority, he's okay, he doesn't need the best wine, can't say, but if I do this deal, Rabbi Yerushalayim, if you do this deal, I'll buy myself a $100 bottle of wine. That's not going to work. The case is where he, Pasha, can't afford to go ahead, the covered Yontif, and buy this extra food or better food, but with this deal he will be able to, then Schoiro Mekachumemkar is going to be mutter. Now, a more common heter is that a person, if there is a deal, which there is a revach meruba, there's a tremendous profit to be made off this deal. So there, the Ramah Paskins, there is a heter to go ahead and to do it, as long as you do a bitzina. You know, if you don't have your office open, it's done privately. And you take some of that money and you spend it for yontif, or you spend it for tzarcha yontif. So in this case, the person is not desperate. If he wanted to, he has the savings, he could spend the money for Yontif. Nevertheless, if it is a tremendous revach, not a regular revach, not just a regular business deal, there's a tremendous profit to be made, there we are mako bitzina, as long as you take some of those profits and use it for Yontif, for Chol HaMoed, you go ahead, you splurge, you buy yourself some better food, something with Tzarech Yontif or for Chol HaMoed. So we have basically three levels. If it's a davar avad, you're losing off your principal, that's mutter like every malach. If there is profit to be made, but it's a typical profit, there it is usser, unless you need those profits to be add on to the covet of yontif, but that only applies when without those profits you can't afford to do it. If you have the money, it's not your priority, then you're not going to be able to rely on this heter and say, I'm going to do the deal and then I'll spend it on yontif. That is by a regular revach, regular deal. On the other hand, when there's a tremendous revach, it's an unusual revach, there we are matir, bitzina, as long as you take some of that money and use it for yontif or chol hamoed, even though you can afford to do it without it, but nevertheless, by a tremendous revach, we are mekel as long as it's bitzina and you use some of it for chol hamoed or for yontif. Now the problem is that whenever you do mekach u'memkar today, you almost always end up doing some level of malacha. So here it depends on how it's being done. The Bir HaLacha says that if you're selling cloth, and the customer is not just buying a roll of cloth, they want specific measurements. You need to cut it down in order to provide it to them. So in that case, where a malacha needs to be done in order to do the sale, Bir HaLacha says this heter won't apply. And therefore, according to the Bir HaLacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, this heter of Schoira is very rare. It's only when the Mekach u'Memkar itself, you have a store, someone comes in and buys something, you hand it to him, so that Mekach u'Memkar itself does not require Malacha. That's mutter. Now, even in that case, where you'll do the Malacha afterwards, you know, as you sold the item, now you have to write it down to keep track of it. That's okay, because the Mekach u'Memkar itself, the Schoira itself, doesn't involve Malacha. Now you're afraid you're going to forget. You have to keep track of your inventory. If you don't write it down, you won't remember. And therefore, you have to do malacha in order not to forget. That's a davar avad, and that happens afterwards. That is okay. But if to do the mekach u'memkar, you have to start with a malacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that will be aser, which, again, today, more or less takes the whole heter of schoira and makes it not so relevant, unless you have a retail store where you're just... assuming the sale wasn't available before Yontif, because then that's Mechavan Malachah. But assuming the sale started as one of these flash sales, it's just on Chol HaMoed, and you will not be able to find that price later, that itself is Davar Avad.
And you want to use it for after Yontif.
Afal Pikein. Because that's called a Davar Avad, because if I don't buy it today, it's going to cost me more later. So especially when it's for personal use, that would be Aser. On the other hand, if they have these sales every couple of weeks, so this sale will end
so next...
No, it's mut, as long as there will be a hefsid. The price, I will not be able to find the price today after yontif, that will be mutter. Because that's considered a davar avad. On the other hand, if they have sales every week or two, and it just means you'll have to wait for the next sale to come around, that would be aser. No, so that really depends. If you're buying something for business, for sfeira, so then there's a difference whether you're getting a good deal or a great deal. Something which is a good deal is aser, that's the iser of schoira. All schoira, you're hopefully only buying things when they're a good deal. So that is aser, again, unless you're desperate, you need a covered yontif. If it's a great deal, that's a revach meruba, that would be mutter as long as you take some of it and spend it for your size. That's when you're doing it for business. On the other hand, if it's for personal use, you're buying it for yourself, there, the fact that you have to spend more, that itself is considered more money out of your pocket, and that, and as long as it'll be more, that's considered a davar ofer. Is what you're buying in order to sell, and even if you buy it at the higher price, you'll still be able to sell it at a profit. It'll just be less. There, we look at the revach, and that would be awesome. What you're buying for your personal use, the more you have to spend, every dollar extra that you spend is considered a davar ovud, and that would be mutter. So although the Mishnah Berurah says that when you're doing mekach u'memkar, if it involves a malacha, then you will lose the heter, the actual mekach u'memkar, Chazon Ish says it's only a malacha, that when you mekach u'memkar that involves malacha is only usur when that malacha involves a level of tircha. On the other hand, if it's an easy malacha, it doesn't involve any amount of tircha, there's no isur of mekach u'memkar. And therefore, all of these questions about swiping credit cards, turning on your computer, shooting an email, things that do not involve tercha, according to Chazon Ish, mekach u'memkar would be mutter. So as long as you have heter mekach u'memkar, revach meruba and it's betzina, or revach where you need the tercha yontif, as long as the mekach u'memkar itself is mutter, if the fact that it involves incidental malacha that are not complicated, that do not take time, according to Chazon Ish, that all would be mutter. Now, besides from mekach u'memkar being aser, there is also an iser of lending money beribis. So here already there is a discussion among the poskim. L'halacha, it is mutter. That is considered less. Lending someone money beribis is considered less than mekach u'memkar. It's not a tercha. You're not doing business. That would be mutter. However, it's only mutter for a private person. If you're in the banking industry, you're running a bank, which is already a malacha, so you already have to be careful. They already, if it's a more formal set of structure like a shulchani, that would be awesome. Now, a critical heter is the Rosh and the Ma'arik both say that although a shulchani is not allowed to be, a bank is not allowed to be open on Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, if by you closing, you're going to lose your clients, there's the people who always come to you, they have a line of credit, they always come to you to borrow money beribis. If you're shut down for a week, they're going to go to your competitors. They'll find a guy that's willing to lend them money now. And once they jump ship, they're not coming back. So there, the Rosh and Arik say that is considered a davar ofer. So although you're not losing money, really, this is just, you're losing a customer. The customers are the people you make profit off. You're not losing off the Karen. Nevertheless, a steady customer that is now going to jump ship, that is not considered minyas arevach. There, the Rosh is mechayish, that is a din of a davar ha'ovr. Now, there's a tremendous machlokes how far to extend this. The Rosh and Marik's case is talking about lending money. Lending money is much more kal, it's more kal than schoira, and it's certainly more kal than doing real malach. So by lending money, we see a marufia, the fact that losing a client is enough. By schoira, it is less clear. Nevertheless, many, many achrayim say the same halacha will apply. If you have a business, if you're buying and selling things, and if by shutting down Chol HaMoed, by not doing mekach u'memkar, by not doing schoira, you will lose some of your steady clients, that itself, even though technically there's no loss out of pocket, that is considered a davar avod, and according to most poskim, by schoira, it will be mutter. That is by schoira. To extend this to a real malacha, a person has a factory and wants to do true malacha, and by I'm using this argument that if I don't produce over Chol HaMoed, I'll lose my clients, I'll lose my marufia. Here already it is much more difficult to be samech lahakol. I did see there's a Be'er Moshe that quotes a Minchas Pitim that seems to be mekel. However, from there's a Shuvas Maramd, Fus Prag, Simen Pei. And the diuk in other achrayim, most achrayim do not seem to go with this. And therefore, losing a steady customer is a tremendous kula if you're being oisik in mekach u'memkar, buying and selling. Very often, if you're closed for a week and if you don't return phone calls or don't do anything, you'll lose from my roofing. Therefore, it certainly would be a heter. Someone who runs a factory, they already, it's much more difficult to be samech on this heter, even if he will lose some customers.